From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Today kicks off a major winter storm across the Sierra. And although rain is forecast across the valley, the concerning headline is snow and lots of it. Both Caltrans and the National Weather Service are advising drivers to avoid mountain travel if possible. A blizzard warning, high winds, stretches of zero visibility, whiteout conditions are what's facing both I-80 and Highway 50 through the weekend. As of noon today, there have already been spinouts that have shut down I-80, and snow levels are expected to drop as low as 1,000 feet in elevation, which is just like a 30-mile drive east from Sacramento on both I-80 and 50. Joining us to break down what's to come is ABC 10's meteorologist Rob Carlmark. Good afternoon, Rob.
All right. Good afternoon.
So we're at the point in winter of this season where we have heard storm before, and I think sometimes that can lose meaning. What do you want people to know about what's to come this weekend?
I think that's a really important point because, you know, by late February, even with the extra day for leap year, you know, we're mentally starting to move on to spring, baseball, softball, all these other things not related to winter. But with a setup like this, this really is the top end of a kind of storm you're going to see around here, certainly for the Sierra. You mentioned, you know, we will get some rain. We're going to get some later today. The impacts are completely different. You might cancel a sports practice in the valley, but in the mountains, it really is a life or death situation. And, you know, as a meteorologist, these are the storms that not only you really want to get it right, but deep down, you have a lot of concerns because we're going to have lots of people that will be right in the middle of this, and a couple bad mistakes, couple bad moves, and you're going to be in danger really quickly.
We've had atmospheric rivers so far. I mean, we've had power outages. We've had down trees down in the valley. I mean, could this be the biggest storm so far of this season?
Oh, absolutely. There's no question. In fact, I would go as far as saying that this is going to be on par with, again, the biggest storms that we see around here, period. And let me explain how this all works. What we've got is a lot of cold air rushing in. That's why we're going to have really low snow levels. So a low snow level event by itself, that's a big deal. Then up high, we're going to have so much snow that literally the snow plows cannot keep up with this. They can have a bunch in a row, plow everything. It looks good. 10 minutes later, because of the wind and the fresh snow, it's just going to fill in all the gaps. So there will be moments where, as good as Caltrans is and CHP about moving cars along safely, there will be a moment where they just cannot allow it because it's just not possible, even for their vehicles. So there will be a moment where the weather is just going to win. It's going to be calling the shots, and we will all have to wait it out. If you've been in Truckee for 20 years, you've seen maybe a couple systems like this, and they know what to do. They're going to sit at home and wait for it to be over.
The National Weather Service issued a blizzard warning. We don't always hear blizzard in the Sierra. That can be really tough to visualize. Can you help us describe and help us visualize what blizzard conditions are like?
Yeah, it is extremely rare. And again, I've been in this area for about a decade, but even going beyond that, this is pretty much the largest blizzard warning area and duration. That means how long it's going to be lasting that we've seen in Northern California. Now, what a blizzard is it's very different than heavy snow. You know, heavy snow is just a lot of snow comes down. Most people see the benefits of that. Some people, if you're experienced, you know that some of the downsides. But with a blizzard warning, you literally cannot see. You literally cannot drive. It is unsafe for even walking down the street because what happens is that people, and I've been in one before, you get very disoriented. You can't see anything. What you usually rely on, the road, the street signs, the tree, the neighbor's house, all of that just gets covered in snow and it's blowing so hard. You're not quite sure where you are. So now imagine if that's in your neighborhood, your odds are better about getting home and getting out of it. Let's just say you're driving around, you get stuck in a snowdrift. You've got no idea where you are. Roads get covered. You have no idea where the road is. And that's the kind of situation where people venture out into it. I do give some people the grace that maybe they're not voluntarily doing this. Things happen in life. People get sick. Kids get sick. They run out of medication. They run out of propane. They feel like they need to go to someplace safer. People get stuck in snowdrifts. They venture out to find help. And quite often in a blizzard situation, that's when things get bad very quickly. It's leaving the vehicle, getting lost, and there's no one to come save you.
Yeah, because I've been up at the summit, like during whiteout conditions, you know, as a journalist with a photographer, I mean, at periods, you couldn't even really see the hood mm-hmm. of the live truck. And that's something that's really difficult to visualize. Winds are also a concern. Can you talk to us about what wind gusts are forecast?
Oh, yeah. We've all heard of hurricanes, right? So the cutoff for that is 74 miles per hour. Anything above that is hurricane force wind. We're looking at hurricane force gusts of 80 to 100 miles per hour for hours on end at the top. So anything that's at the top of the crest, say the Donner, any of your summits, you've got Carson Spur, you've got Carson Pass, you've got Echo Summit, you've got Donner Summit, you name it. In those places, sustained winds, 60, 80 miles per hour. So this is basically like a snow hurricane that people will be in, unfortunately. Now, the good news is that I think there's going to be a point where the access, even the remote possibility of new people coming into those areas is just going to be shut off. They're not going to be able to keep these roads open, I think, the whole time. For times, yes, not the whole time. My biggest concern are folks that are already in that zone, folks that are already in Soda Springs, for people that are already in Truckee or Kirkwood or you name it. If they try to leave and venture out in these conditions, there's just no guarantee that you could do it with any amount of safety.
Are you concerned about the possibility of long-standing power outages? I remember in prior storms, like in El Dorado County, you have outlying areas like in Camino that, you know, they went days on end without power. That is dangerous. It is a hazard.
Absolutely. So a bunch of things happen in addition. The reason why the power goes out is because most likely a tree and or a pole went down. Now, how do you repair this? How do you get it back online? You've got to get a truck with a crew. When it's safe, they're not going to do it in 80 mile per hour winds. They've got to get that road plowed. They've got to get their crews in. They've got to be able to remove the hazard, which is either the tree or the pole, get a new one in there, string everything back up. This takes a lot of time. So to your point, you know, power outage for a couple hours is a big inconvenience. For a couple of days, especially the population for a lot of the foothills are very vulnerable people. There's a lot of seniors there. There's a lot of people that are just at risk with health issues in general. You lose power to your medical device, what have you, and it just becomes dangerous very quickly. People living on the edge anyway, you lose power and it becomes a much more serious situation.
Earlier this morning, Sierra at Tahoe said they're closing, and that's understandable. Mm-hmm. They're off Highway 50. They're near Echo Summit. What are you hearing from other ski resorts in the area? I think of Boreal at the summit, but there's also other ski resorts that are closer to lake level of Lake Tahoe.
Yeah, I think that's an important point. And that is sort of the thing that people are thinking about. You know, you hear about a lot of snow. I mean, just instinctively, if that's what you're into, you want to be around it. I will tell you from an operational standpoint, it takes a lot of people to open a mountain. You've got to have, you know, only in some cases are the crew that actually work on the mountain living there. There are some of those spots, but usually they have to have some sort of commute in. They've got to get a way to get in there. Then they've got to open everything up. They've got to dig out the lifts, the parking, the lodges, and all of that. It just takes a lot of time. So I don't know when they will make the call about what they want to do and what they're able to do. Of course, we'll all hear about it. Sierra's different. They lost a lot of trees with the Caldor fire. I've been up there recently. They are severely affected by the wind. The wind is creating drifts in places they've never quite seen because these are the first couple seasons they're going to be dealing with these storms. So I think they might be more cautious. They want to wait and see how it affects them because they just may not know. As far as the other ones, if they are able to open, it's lower mountain, it's limited basis. And when you're on the chair with strong wind gusts, it's not comfortable. It's not fun. A lot of people are really not into that kind of thing. So you'll hear from more. I do know that in other places at Kirkwood, there's a restaurant there, 7800. It's a legendary spot. They're not even going to open on Friday and Saturday. So if they're worried about getting their people in and out safely, just for that one restaurant, you can imagine a whole mountain full of a workforce. They make the call, not me. I just know it's going to be challenging.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio, and if you're just joining us, we're talking with ABC 10 meteorologist Rob Karlmark, who's timing out this weekend's major winter storm. We only have a minute or two left, but after this storm passes, it is going to be good for our snowpack. Mm-hmm. It is going to be good for our reservoirs, which are already faring well. What do you think? I believe the last time we checked with the snowpack, we were at like 80-something percent of historical average. Do you think we may get above 100%?
Yes, I really think so. I mean, let's face it. You know, in a season, what really matters for snow is what happens in April. And I know we can have a slow start, but as I say, you know, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. The amount of water coming into our basins that we rely on to become snowpack, then reservoirs, then water that comes out of the faucet is going to be dramatically different. I would say one small thing. I know we're running out of time. With these cold storms, you get a lot of inches and feet of snow because there's a lot of air in that snowpack. What they really care about is water. But just roughly looking at the forecast, if you melt it down, the amount of inches of water in the snow is still a monster boost. I think almost every basin is going to be above average by the end of this.
A final message for listeners. Maybe they had weekend plans that did not involve staying in the valley. What do you want them to take away from this conversation?
I'm not trying to be harsh about this because, full disclaimer, I love the snow. I'm up there almost every weekend. This is what I live for. Deep down, I'm a meteorologist, and I got to warn you about your safety and the reality. I wrote the other day on my Facebook page that your plans in this storm are irrelevant. In other words, you are not going to decide what you're doing this weekend. Mother Nature, the road conditions, safety will tell you what you can or can't do. And I would start there because this is not business as usual. This is a crippling storm that the people there, they really got to dig out, be safe, get back online. They probably don't need a whole bunch of extra people wondering why nothing's open.
Rob, thank you. Rob Karmark is the meteorologist with ABC 10 here in Sacramento, updating a major winter storm that's headed our way starting today through the weekend. Up next, we're going to round out our conversations with the four leading candidates for Sacramento mayor and welcome former state senator Dr. Richard Pan. You're listening to Insight here on your NPR station, CAP Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.